Welcome everybody to our service this morning on this wonderful Pentecost Sunday, and to those online, you are as much with us in the Spirit as if you were here, and we in the Spirit where you are. And just to say, if you're online and you have some little bread or liquid of some kind, when we come to the communion, that will be wonderful. And someone was saying to me just now, before Pentecost, the candle on the right, and then the Spirit comes and the candle on the left. Isn't that wonderful? Bless you. Was it Janet, was it? Thank you so much. And I said to Diana at breakfast this morning, I said, you know, well, what difference did the Holy Spirit make to you when you became aware? She said it was as if everything was black and white and then everything became colour. Wasn't that beautiful? So today everything becomes colour as the Holy Spirit comes. It's the coming of the Holy Spirit. This is what we are celebrating. Holy Spirit's always been there. Creation, right through the Hebrew scriptures, the prophets and everything, the Spirit's been there. But now the Spirit comes on the birthday of the church, which is Pentecost. And I love the dove. I don't know, I hope you can see it on that side, but the dove on the top of the window. Can you see the dove which is there? I just love it because it's coming towards Jesus, Jesus on the cross. The Spirit came upon him, it says twice, from heaven. And then the Spirit on the day of Pentecost, as we'll be reading, coming down from above. So Lord, this is a wonderful birthday of your church. Thank you for your Spirit that comes down upon us, however we're feeling this morning, whether like the candle on the left or the candle on the right, or maybe some of us may even feel, is the candle a light at all? Lord, come to us in this worship. Come down, O love divine. Come down upon us. O thou who camest from above, come down to us. Come down to us. The fire celestial to impart, kindle a flame of sacred love on the mean altar of my heart. There let it for thy glory burn with inextinguishable blaze, and trembling to its source return with humble love and fervent praise. So let us stand and sing together this wonderful John Wesley hymn, O Thou Who Camest From Above.
Thank you.
is God. And as we remain standing, and we ask this same Holy Spirit to come to cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration that's the breathing in of the Spirit. So just for a moment, just breathe a little deeper than when you've got up this morning. Just breathe in the inspiration, inspiring the in-breathing of God's Spirit to cleanse, refresh, renew us, His church. So together we share this prayer. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we're following quite a lot this morning from the Iona liturgy. And of course, Dave, our rector, has been up to Iona last week. And the Spirit really came very close to him in what he experienced. And this is the Iona worship from that west coast of Scotland, that little island. And it's a liturgy that's gone right throughout the world. And we quite often use it. And this is the confession. So let's either seat it, or if you like to kneel, do kneel, and we'll come to this confession together. So I shall say what is in the yellow on behalf of all of us, and then we say together, Lord, have mercy. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness, cleanse me from my sin. Lord, have mercy. Make me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Christ, have mercy. In the wilderness, we find your grace. You love us with an everlasting love. Lord, have mercy. And then let's say together these words, beginning, heal us. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Restore us, and we shall know your joy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. And what I love about this picture here, and it's the same in the icon we've got there, which is 16th century icon, which I may refer to a bit later, but I just love it that the Holy Spirit, it comes upon everybody. There's nobody in church this morning, nobody online, wherever you are, who does not have the Spirit coming, like on those 120 on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came and rested on each of them. And this is a most wonderful gift, privilege, and enlightenment, really, for us all. So, Lord, through the eternal Spirit, pour upon us forgiveness of our sins. Cleanse us, refresh us, restore us, draw us into newness of life in the Spirit through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we have our collect, our prayer for Pentecost. I think it'd be wonderful to say this one together. And then we're going to have the readings that... we're going to have some couple of songs, and then we have our readings. So let's say this prayer together. Almighty God, who on the day of Pentecost sent your Holy Spirit to the disciples with the wind from heaven and in tongues of flame, filling them with joy and boldness to preach the gospel, send us out in the power of the same Spirit to witness to your truth and to draw all men to the fire of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we've got two beautiful songs. Peter's going to lead us, and it's Holy Spirit, we welcome you, that the holy fire, the breeze, like the wind of the Spirit, and the wind of your presence. Just let the Spirit come afresh to us. Let us stand and sing together, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. And then we'll follow that with one more song. But we'll sing this one first. Shall we stand and... washed over by a river if you're standing. So let's be seated and just let this is a beautiful song. I don't know where it comes from originally, but it's the holy, it's the wash over us, to cleanse us, washing all the cleansing we need, to come to us, leading me closer to Jesus, and ruling over our lives. These are wonderful words, so let's sing them in the Spirit together, and then Jean is going to come and read the Holy Scripture for us. Thank you.
The first part of the reading is on page 914 in the Church Bible, from Joel 2, verses 28 to 31. And afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit on those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Second part of the reading, Acts 2, verses 1 to 12. Is on page 1093 in the Church Bible. 1093. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in their own language. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, 'What does this mean?'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you so much, Jean. Rather you read that than me, but amazing how you got all those words. Amazing, beautiful reading. Thank you. Diana's going to speak. Do you know, I've never led a service here with Diana speaking. That's getting on for 20-odd years. So is it wonderful?
And you pray for me?
May I pray for you?
Yes.
Dear Diana, Lord, come, Holy Spirit, come through this, through the word. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Come, Lord, through Diana, come to each of us, each in our own need, some in our own homes, wherever we are. Come, Holy Spirit, touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our lives afresh. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
So there's two halves, really, isn't there? There's come, Holy Spirit, God's half. And then, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. It isn't all up to God. Part of it's up to us. It's an offer the Holy Spirit gives us. I'll just tell you about an offer. I had an offer from BT. My phone bill and broadband has gone up to £80 a month. So I phoned them up and said, "Can you reduce this?" "Yes, by £5. So I said, "Well, that's no good. I'm going to talk at £60 a month." So they said, "Well, very sorry, you know, best we can do." So I left, filled in all the forms, went to talk the next day. This fellow phoned me up. "I'm from BT. I've got an offer. The offer is, would you like broadband and telephone for £28 a month?" So I said, "Why didn't you tell me yesterday?" To which they hadn't got an answer. But anyway, so now I have. So I understood the offer. I accepted the offer, and now I have cheap telephone and broadband. Good. God has got an offer for us, which you know. You've received. It's the same offer, deeper. The offer of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is, I mean, we could talk for months about the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. It's so huge. I'm just going to talk about a little bit of the Holy Spirit. An offer for us where we can all go deeper. I'm only going to make 2 points. It's as though God has put his Spirit into each of us, and the 2 points are going to be about the power of God for the everyday and about the living water of God. Tiny bit of background. The Old Testament,
The Holy Spirit was for special people, special occasions. Moses, Elijah, the creation of the world, great. But Joel, hundreds of years before, prophesied, the Holy Spirit is for who? You and all whom the Lord your God will call. So, are we good enough for the Holy Spirit? Do we deserve the Holy Spirit? No. No, we're not good enough. No. The Holy Spirit isn't reward for good behaviour. The Holy Spirit is equipment for the journey. I've never joined an upmarket firm, but I imagine if you did, you might be given a laptop, a desk, and possibly a car. But whatever you were given, it wouldn't be reward, it would be equipment. And this isn't in the Bible, but this is, I think, a bit of what Jesus thought. He thought, I've been telling the people about God. He's done the miracles, the parables, he's told them about God. Then he's going to die, teach about forgiveness, go to heaven. Who's going to do the work? So he had done his work by the power of God, and it's as though he said, I'm going to give each of you my spirit, not a little bit, the same spirit. It's extraordinary, really, that we, quite ordinary people, should have the Spirit of God within us. How does that work? The Holy Spirit. Lord, I'm not worthy to have the Holy Spirit in me. No, he says, definitely not. It's not because you're worthy. It's because I want you to follow my two wonderful, impossible commands. To love the Lord your God with all your heart. Which one of us has got there with that one? And to love your neighbour as yourself. How are you going to do that? By the power of the Spirit. So, I was going to say, if I could bottle this offer of the Holy Spirit and sell it, I'd be a millionaire tomorrow, because everybody would love the power of God to live right. It's not power to control, it's power to follow God. And Jesus says in Luke 24, I'm going to send what the Father has promised. Stay in the city till you're clothed with power from on high. Okay, I always think, you may not remember what I'm going to say, so I give you a visual aid, you see.
Now, this is us. We're the candle that isn't very big. Do you remember that song? I used to sing it when I was a child. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That's what it used to say. So, okay, it's a light. It's not very big. However, this is a different light. This is one connected to an outside source. You see, it's not much, but if you connect it to the outside source, lights up. How am I going to love God? Well, I can have a go on my own, or I can say, Holy Spirit, come, give me what I need. What sort of power is it? Well, the Bible says, actually mind-boggling stuff. He says in Ephesians 1, he says, Paul prays that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. That's an interesting bit. It's not think about a new idea. It's not that bit. It's down here somewhere that you may know. The eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he's called you. And then he says, what is the incomparably great power at work in us who believe? Like the power that raised Jesus from the dead. Really, Lord? Really, is that all there? Well, apparently it is. Have we, any of you, used it to its full? No, there's more there than you know. But there is sufficient for whatever you need. And then Romans 8:11. If the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal body. This bit, through his Spirit. In other words, whatever situation you're in, we could be in one of the world's most privileged situations, which is what we are. We all have food, we all have a house, somewhere to live. And even if you're starving and in a refugee camp, the power of God is at work in you to hold you, to take you, to equip you. So how are we going to apply that? Well, it's power. I'm going to suggest that God gives us power to live this day without fear. Trying to think of something we all have to do. Well, we all have. Is it just my thinking, or I reckon each one of us has fears and struggles. Anxiety is fear spread out thin. We all have anxieties. They might be massive. They might be quite small. Last week, having come back from holiday, I woke up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock, and I had to go downstairs and make a to-do list because all these little things kept popping up into my head. Was it about changing the world? No, it was the fact I had to buy some fish, remember that the kids are coming next week, what shall I do with the weeds on the patio? I mean, it was such trivial stuff, but I made my little list. Why? Because those were my anxieties in the middle of the night. But Jesus says, fear not, for I am with you. He's saying you could live today without anxiety, without fear.
Interesting. You know, when Jesus is going to die, he's with the disciples that last night. And if you were with people and you knew that tomorrow the whole world, let's say you knew the house was going to disintegrate and there'd be an earthquake, what would you say? How would you equip? How does Jesus equip his people? He says, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Really? Yes, because the power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in you. So what do we wake up about? Little things, big things, sometimes massive things. What are we afraid of? Well, Jesus says, don't be anxious about tomorrow. It's funny, isn't it, how you can be anxious about tomorrow. What happens if I get much older? Lord, I'm all right now. What happens if I get older? Perhaps I will. Well, of course I will. So now what? Does anybody else? So I'm assuming we all have stuff that we carry, anxieties. And so I'm going to have a pause where you bring together the stuff you carry and the power of God, which is much, much greater than you know, than any of us know. And to feel, Lord, it's not just how power of God come, it's not just Holy Spirit come, it's Lord, I receive what you're giving me. I trust what you're giving me. You mix faith in, you take the troubles, but you put faith in and the power of God. You mix it all up. So let's have a pause when we mix together faith and the power of God with our struggles. I'm going to allow a minute to do that. Thank you, Lord, that you can meet us where we are and empower us to live each day in faith and without fear. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, the Holy Spirit brings us power for the everyday. He's also like living water. Jesus says, whoever drinks of the water I shall give him will never thirst. It will become in him a well of water. He's saying that the Spirit satisfies. Half of Britain's looking for something that satisfies. If you open a magazine, it's go to Barbados, buy this, look like that, wear this, buy this. And those are all very nice. But they don't satisfy, do they? And there's a song that says, let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control. And then there's another song I love. It says, only you can fill my deepest longing. Only you can answer my heart's cry. I've got, because I told you, I don't think you'll remember what I'm saying, so I give you my... So this is living water. This is a tulip bulb, which has been in the freezer, but even so it's grown. But it's not had living water, okay? That's that one. And this is the same tulip bulb that has had living water, okay? Well, if it does that to tulips, God does it to us. Does it look very dramatic, this living water? Nope. The tulip just sat there in the ground. It didn't do anything for a long time, so I thought, so it appeared. But actually something was happening with the living water, and it changed from that to that. I sometimes feel, Lord, I can't see any rivers of living water flowing out of me. But I think what it means is that the Holy Spirit comes and fills the depths of your being. And this is where you open your heart. You open your, if you like, your fears, the very your deepest longings to God, and let him come. It's the picture I see is of lots of little cracks and the water coming down and filling it all up. Look at your flowers in your garden. Why have they grown? Living water, no flowers. Why have we grown? We've all experienced more of God. If you hadn't, you wouldn't have come. But there is an aching of the heart. What is it? There's this fellow, I'm sure I've written it down. Augustine. Oh, yes. You've made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till we find our rest in you. That's true. That's partly about committing yourself to Jesus, but it's also about our daily restlessness. I'll give you a quote from G.K. Chesterton, which I don't think, I wouldn't put it this way, but he says, every man knocking on the door of a prostitute is looking for God. Okay, but what he's saying is, half the world's looking for God in the wrong place. Which don't we all? There's a sort of sense that if I had this, did that, maybe I'd feel better. That's what the advertisements say. But there is part of you that is only filled by God. We have a body, a mind, and a spirit, and nothing fills your spirit except God. And if God, as it were, filters right the way through, right down into the depths of your being, there can be a peace that comes. There can be a sense of, I've got an anchor somewhere, something that is filling me even though everything's going a bit pear-shaped. God isn't just for sunny days. God is for when, for the roughest times of life possible. Jesus found the resources of God as he was on the cross. And he said, Father, how do you say, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit? That's huge trust. He found that living water at that point. If you can find it then, you can find it anywhere. So, J. John always says, YBH, yes, but how? Okay, so how are you going to grow? How are you going to receive more of the power of God and more of the living water? It's doing what you're already doing, isn't it? I asked someone. I said, so how do you let the living water flow? Number one was space on your own with God. If you have a friend, you have to spend time with them. If you don't spend time, the friendship sort of evaporates, doesn't it? It becomes Christmas cards, which is fine, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're close. So it's time with God. Should be, we've all got time. It's, well, time is really priorities, isn't it? Time with God. Bible reading, this is what Dave's always on about. Thy kingdom come. The 24/7 app. Worship. We have to have worship. This sort of worship. Worship on your own. There's that wonderful prayer that we don't say. Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor and the majesty. For everything in heaven and earth comes from you. And you can say that on your own. You can say, Our Father who art in heaven. It can become worship. So how do you grow? You know this. It's time with God. It's space with God. It's worship. Spiritual books. Someone has said long obedience in the same direction. Don't despise the small little bits of obedience that you give to God. It's all become like living water. And living water comes in drop sizes. It doesn't come... It isn't just a river you pour on your plants. It's the fact that little bits come like that. So it's the Holy Spirit coming each day to fill the depths down here somewhere. The restlessness, the aches. The Holy Spirit comes into the bits you can't solve. We've all got bits we can't solve. Things could be family things, it could be your own health, it could be, we all face things we can't solve. And it's letting the Holy Spirit come into that, partly through space with God. So let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come into the depths. So Lord, you've said, we've said, come Holy Spirit. You've sent your Holy Spirit. May we receive your offer. Let your Spirit come into the depths of our being, into the depths of griefs and sorrows and stuff that doesn't have an answer. So let's have a moment's pause when we let the Holy Spirit do that. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let us, just as we're seated, or kneel if you would like, and we call upon the Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me, and then maybe we repeat it in the plural, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us, break us, melt us, mold us, fill us. And let the Spirit, as Diana's just said, come into the depths of our own being. So we'll sing it twice. Andy's done so well because somehow it didn't get onto the PowerPoint. We had 5 minutes before the service and Andy got it on it, which is quite marvellous. So, Lord, just as we sing this, just fall afresh on us, fall afresh. We all need you. We're all thirsty for that river, the water of life. your power we've heard about come afresh on us. Thank you, Peter. As we sing it, fall afresh on us, not just on us here, but people on our hearts, here, around the world, wherever. And for the Spirit of God, break us, Lord, melt us, mould us, fill us, come and fall afresh. If you're able, let's stand together. Seated, please. Just a couple of notices before our intercessions. Tonight, quarter to six, and then for coffee, 6 o'clock, for a Pentecostal celebration here at All Saints. So all welcome. And next Saturday, men's breakfast. Derek, and just remind me who's speaking. Andrew Dowell, Andy Dowell, yes, so men's breakfast at the Wetherspoons. I had a very good breakfast this week with a lovely friend at Littleton Well, and recommend Littleton Well now, and they've got a bookshop above now, which we went up and looked at it, and it's wonderful to get Littleton Well working the way it is in most wonderful ways with the counselling and everything. So praise God, praise God. Right, we come to our intercessions, which I have the privilege of leading. So as we're seated, or if you feel more like kneeling, or even standing, do feel free to do that as well. So Lord, we come before you in our prayer. Just receiving afresh the breath of Jesus upon us. These lovely words, in fact, we'll have these words for our, as we come and say them together, because they're such wonderful words. Come, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. Can we just say these words together? Come Holy Spirit. And as it was written, as a writer said this in this, Thy kingdom come, which some of us run out of strength, patience, or determination, But as we pray, come Holy Spirit, we're open to his abundant life and love, which makes the impossible possible. So let us, as we pray together, receiving the possibility in the midst of what seems sometimes impossible. And my prayers are from that wonderful passage of Romans 8. We're just with St. Paul so much in these days from Colossians, and this is St. Paul in Romans 8, linking us with that power of the Spirit that Diana's been sharing. That first Pentecost in that reading, filled with power from on high. Those led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Just let God lead you. Those fears that Diana's talked about, those hopes, and you wonder, will it be the dreams, the longings? Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Lead us, Lord. And together let us say, come, Holy Spirit. Can we say those words again? Come, Holy Spirit. The Spirit, St. Paul says in Romans 8, brings life and peace. Not death, that's the spirit of the flesh. This is the Holy Spirit brings life and peace. Breathe in. There's wonderful breathing prayers that Joanne led us in 2 or 3 weeks back. Breathe in the Spirit. Breathe in life. Breathe in peace. Again we say, come Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that brings healing. Diana quoted, there's one for words, Romans 8:11. He who raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in us. Lord, come to our mortal bodies this morning, where I have aches, where pains, where I have anxieties, we've been hearing about fears. Come, Lord, through your Spirit that dwells within us to bring your healing love and power. We'll give life, your Spirit gives life to our mortal bodies. We pray for others on our minds, people on our minds. I know dear Janet Finch has been much on our minds, and Joanne, just come and share with us how Janet is. Thank you so much.
I had a message from Janet this morning because she is still in hospital. There were some health issues with her blood pressure. So she sends a message and she says, Happy Pentecost to everybody. I'm praying for the great outpouring of the Spirit. Please give my love and thanks to everyone. I won't be home today, but I'm hoping tomorrow. We've been taken to a different ward after lunch, as this ward is deep cleaned, and then back here in the morning. May the power of the Holy Spirit give you joy as you worship together this morning. So thank you, Janet, for that. And if you're watching, we send our love and prayers to you and hope that you'll be back with us very soon.
Joanne, so much. Others on our hearts too. We think of people who just need the Spirit to come to bring healing, mind, body, spirit. So we pray together the words, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. And we come and pray for God's world. And I have here there'll be countries on your heart this morning, places, people. And the Holy Spirit came to all those different people. It was God saying, I come to the world by precious blood shed for you through the Spirit. Just call out a country, call out a people, call out a place on your heart, either in silence or in words, if you feel able. Jesus, thank you. Come, Lord Jesus.
England.
Yeah, thank you. Come, Lord, come. For Myanmar. Come,
Libya.
Mexico, yeah. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, on this world in all our need. So many people around the world stretching out their hands to you. And there's a wonderful verse at the end of a verse of scripture at the end of Psalm 29, and it's all about God's voice going out through all the world, and then it ends with Psalm 29, it ends with everybody in the temple, everybody calls out glory, glory, glory. Could we three times, giving glory to God, just say these words with God's people. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. So shall we stand together, and we're going to say these words of the creed, the shortened creed. So could we stand, please, if you're able to? And together we say, together in faith. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We believe in God the Father, who created all things, for by his will they were created and have their being. We believe in God the Son, who was slain, for with his blood he purchased us for God from every tribe and language, from every people and nation. We believe in God the Holy Spirit. The Spirit and the Bride say, come, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we come to the peace, these wonderful words. We say these words together. God has made us, can we say together, God has made us one in Christ. He set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given us the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Let's offer in any appropriate way the peace of the Spirit, peace of God. Peace of the Lord with you, dear Peter.
Peace
thank you,
sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you be seated, please? Putting on this stole, which is the colour for Pentecost. It's the wonderful colour of the Spirit coming, and the blood of Christ shed for us, poured out for us through the Spirit. This is from the Iona liturgy. The bread, the table of bread and wine is now to be made ready. It's the table of company with Jesus and with all those who love him. It's the table of sharing with the poor of the world with whom Jesus identified himself. It is the table of communion with the earth which Christ became incarnate. So come to this table, you who have much faith, you who would like to have more, you who've been to this sacrament often, you who have not been for a long time, you who've tried to follow Jesus, you, I think it's all of us really, who failed, come. It is Christ who invites us to meet him here. Blessed is our brother Jesus who walks with us in the road of our world's suffering and who's known to us in the breaking of the bread. On the night of his arrest, Jesus took bread and having blessed it, he broke the bread and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the wine, and having given thanks for it, he poured it out and gave the cup to his disciples, saying, "This cup is the new relationship with God, sealed with my blood. Take this and share it. I shall drink wine with you in the coming kingdom of God." And this for any of us who prefer to have non-alcoholic or gluten-free bread. We have this as well, if you just let Sarah and me know when you come to receive. Loving God, it is through your goodness we have this bread and wine to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. So together, as we recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. And together we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Look, the body of Christ, broken for the life of the world. Here is Christ in his spirit coming to us in bread and wine. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come. Oh, I'll just ask Sarah to come. Thank you so much, Sarah. So just let us know if you prefer the non-alcoholic or the gluten-free. Bless you. Well done. Thank you so much. Thank you. So come. Come to the table of the Lord as you are in his strength. So together we say this prayer, beginning, we thank you. We thank you for this meal, for welcoming us to your table. We remember that we are your children, that you have called us to share your love with everyone we meet. Help us to receive your life, walk in your strength, and follow your ways every moment of our lives. Now come all you who are loved by God, hear his call to serve others as he served you. Hear his invitation to be part of his plan to rescue the world. Join the community of those who walk in the steps of Jesus. And together we sing, come down, O love divine, seek thou this soul of mine. Shall we stand and sing together? Bless you that in the offering of our lives we offer you our money and finances, these for your kingdom, whether here or whether paid in many other ways, for the life of your kingdom on this earth. In the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. Thank you, Sarah. So we have these beautiful words which we can say together on the blessing. Let's say together, beginning the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth, lead us into all truth. Give us grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and strengthen us to proclaim the words and works of God. So may the Father, whose glory fills the heavens, cleanse us by his holiness, send us to proclaim his word. Together we just say the words, Amen. Amen. May Christ, who has ascended to the heights, pour upon us the riches of his grace. And we say together, Amen. May the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, equip us and strengthen us in our ministry. And together we say, Amen. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you, all whom you love, all upon our hearts, and be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve and rejoice in the Lord. In the name of Christ.